This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Fewer marriages, more divorces, and more women choosing to initiate the process. But beyond the stats, what is really driving this trend? And what does it mean from a legal and societal perspective? We saw the report coming from Stats SA, and right now we are talking to someone who understands what's going on in law, Mike Maiwashi, attorney from M&M Maiwashi Attorneys, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mpho, Rishile, Dimacherone. I hope you're well, and to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
No, we are well. You know, Stats SA saying that more than half of divorces are now initiated by women. From what you see in your line of work, what is driving this?
I think the most important aspect about divorce matters is some take it as a transaction. And immediately when they realize that this is not what I bought myself into, then they decide, let me get out of it as early as possible. Because if you look at the same report, it will show that they don't last for more than 3 years, some don't last for more than 5 years. So it is still on the early stages of after getting married that the said partner will decide, let me go out of it because this is not what I've got myself into or what I had anticipated. Because at times you'd see that the flowers are blooming, and when you are now closer to the garden, you realize, no, this is not really the flower that I was looking for. Therefore, let me leave.
What about the new marriages? Are people exercising caution? Are they still keen to tie the knot?
Look, the most important and the disturbing aspect about them is that in most of them, the partners who are still in a dating process, they pretend to be what they are not. Hence, you realize that immediately after realizing that this is now Mr. Lover, who is like this. But when I bought the idea with him, he was not like this. And now, you realize that when you are in a new relationship, most things happen fast. Like you go out on dates, you go on picnic, you go on long drives, you do all these sorts of manner things that you initially, as a person, you would not do it because you would want to be working, you would want to be hustling, and so forth. So you take a lot of time trying to impress this person. Now, when this person has now been impressed, you now say, look, I'm going to stay with you for a long time. Would you be as consistent as you were prior to the initiation of the marriage? Obviously, no. Then the person realizes, no, this is not what I came here for. It was cloud nine for the past 9 months. Now it's no longer cloud nine for the coming 2 years. So let me leave.
So since we are seeing that already it is a trend, let's just say it's reporting on this, we have women that are the ones that are, you know, seemingly initiating divorce. What would your advice be from a legal perspective, you know, from women who are in the process of initiating their divorces?
The best advice, actually not to women only, to all couples who intend to get married, is understand what marriage is about. Know the partner whom you are intending to get married to. Because the marriage itself has no third party in it. So you cannot be influenced either by friends or family to either stay in marriage or to get married. So once there is influence, therefore, the marriage is bound to fail. So you need to be in a position to take the decision on your own based on the love itself, if it exists. Because without it, it's going to be impossible for you to pretend forever. So if you are staying in an abusive relationship and you say this eclipses of it and maybe he will change or she will change, it's impossible for them to change already being married when they showed you glimpses of the person whom they are prior to you getting married. So it's important for you to know the person, understand them in good times and in bad times. Know what they like, what they don't like, whether you can combine the two and live together with those shortcomings of the other partner.
Loud and clear. Mr. Jones is looking at me.
Why
I have no idea.
Mr. Jones, what you say?
I will leave it.
I think you struck a chord, Jay. Thank you so much.
The most disturbing aspect about relationships is when you get to start knowing the person. At that time, Mpo wants to impress, and Mr. Mawasha wants to impress, or Mr. Jones wants to impress. Because he's still in the early stages. At most, we are doing things that we don't normally tolerate on a normal state. And because we're not having that conversation to say, I don't like you dressed in this manner. I don't like you not knowing how to cook. I don't want you not knowing how to iron. I don't want you not to know how to provide for myself. Because at most you realize that if the marriages that are declining is between the age of 39 and 44, at most either partner would still have a child from wedlock, the child who is born not from the marriage, maybe from the previous boyfriend or girlfriend. Would this partner that I'm marrying accept my child, accept that I'm from a previous marriage, accept that this is the kind of person I am? So those are the things that you need to look at before you enter into marriage.
Right, we leave it here for today, Mr. Mawashe. That's Mike Mawashe, attorney from M&M Mawashe Attorneys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.